SBS Radio.
May ilang mga sasakyang tumatakbo sa tubig o yung tinatag na hydrogen-powered cars ang kasalukuyang sinusubok sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia, kung saan tinutulak ito ng mga taga-suporta bilang isa sa mga pangunahing paraan ng pagbaba ng antas ng greenhouse gas emissions sa sektor ng transportasyon. Ang hydrogen electric vehicles ay kinikilalang di nakakapinsala sa kapaligiran dahil tubig lamang ang binubuga nito sa kapaligiran. Ito ay kasalukuyang ginagamit sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo at umaasa ang mga taga-manufaktura ng sasakyan na may lulunsad ang sasakyang ito sa Australia. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Halagang 82,000 dolyar Australiano, maaaring manehohin ng mga motorista sa state ng California sa Estados Unidos ang 2018 Toyota Mirai. Ang 2016 model na ito ay mabibili sa Australia sa halagang 30,000 dolyar Australiano. Kilala bilang fuel cell electric vehicle, ang Mirai ay hango sa salitang Japanese na hinaharap o sa wikang Ingles, future. Ayon kay Matthew McLeod ng Toyota Australia, ang sasakyan sa kabuuan ay isang electric vehicle o EV nang walang ginagamit na baterya.
It's an electric vehicle, it's an EV, but instead of having a battery on board, a large battery on board to hold that energy, it uses a hydrogen fuel cell system, which consists of a fuel cell device itself and then a storage tank to store the hydrogen. And basically, the hydrogen is fed into the fuel cell. There's a chemical reaction that takes place, and then that chemical reaction releases electricity. And the byproduct of that is water. So it's essentially a zero harmful emissions technology. It only releases water out of the tailpipe.
Sa state ng California sa Estados Unidos, nag-aalok ng iba't ibang uri ng insentibo upang hikayati ng mga taong gumamit ng sasakyan tulad ng Toyota Mirai. At namuhunan din ito at nagbigay ng pondo para sa pagbuo ng unang 100 service stations kung saan maaaring maglagay ng mga tao ng hydrogen para sa kanilang sasakyan. Sa isang promotional video para sa kumpanya na nagtayo ng hydrogen filling stations, ipinaliwanag ng California Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols kung bakit namuhunan ang state sa nasabing proyekto.
We think it's a good investment of the state's money because the pollution problems that we face are so severe, and the cost to our people's health, to our communities, to agriculture are great. And the benefits in terms of being friendly to advanced technologies have also been very helpful to California, because now we literally have countries and regions around the world coming to us and trying to learn how we were successful in bringing our levels of pollution down.
Ani Matthew McLeod mula Toyota Australia, umaasa siya na mamumuhunan sa kahawig na proyekto ang pamahalaan upang magkaroon ng kahawig na serbisyo ang mga motorista para sa tinatag na hydrogen filling station.
Establishing new stations, but also potentially retrofitting existing stations where you would essentially pull up in your fuel cell vehicle and drive past the petrol pump, the diesel pump, and the LPG pump and pull up next to the hydrogen pump to refuel your car.
Maliban sa California, ang Toyota Mirai ay mabibili sa bansang Japan at ilang bahagi ng Britanya at Europa. Bilang bahagi ng pagbenta ng kumpanya sa sasakyan, nagbigay ang Toyota sa Australia ng maliit na grupo ng mga sasakyang maaaring gamitin para tinatawag na public trials. Sa pinakahuling pagsubok, ang pinakahuling pagsubok ay naganap sa Hobsons Bay City Council sa Melbourne, kung saan ginagamit ang mga sasakyan sa council sa loob ng 12 linggo. Ayon sa nais ng council na mabawasan ang emisyon sa mga sasakyan at nagbabalak itong magpatayo ng tinatag na electric charging station sa teritoryo. Inaaral at nagsasaliksik si Dr. Jake Whitehead mula Universidad ng Queensland ng gamit ng enerhiya o energy efficiency sa sektor ng transportasyon, Kasama sa kanyang pag-aaral ang paggamit ng mga electric vehicles at tinatawag na autonomous vehicles. Dalawa sa kanyang doctorate ay nakatuon sa transport engineering at sistema ng transportasyon o transport systems. Ani Dr. Whitehead, ang hydrogen ay mahal gawin at mahal din anyang mag-imbak nito.
It takes a lot of energy to first extract water, split it into hydrogen and oxygen, then compress it to be stored, transport it, and then run it through a vehicle. And so you've got a number of steps there, and obviously every additional step, there's some kind of efficiency loss. And at the end, you're looking at with the 100% of energy you started with, really only around 20 to 25% being used to propel the vehicle forward. And so the reality means that if you have a high energy cost, that results in a high price for the fuel that you're using.
Ang tinig ni Dr. Jake Whitehead mula University of Queensland. Inaamin ni Matthew McLeod ng kumpanyang Toyota na ang pagbuo ng mga hydrogen mula sistemang electrolysis ay nangangailangan ng malaking halaga ng kuryente.
From an electrolysis perspective, there is a need for an increased amount of electricity that can be achieved obviously through additional rollout of solar and wind and other types of renewables. But the energy that's required therefore to generate hydrogen as part of a storage medium and also as a method of running passenger vehicles or even heavy vehicles, that energy can also be used to store energy for use outside of the transportation sector, also into the gas sector and also into the electricity sector itself. So hydrogen has this opportunity to couple these three elements of the economy together, which have traditionally been separated.
Ayon naman sa mayor ng Hobsons Bay City Council, Angela Altair, ang pagsuri sa lahat ng mga opsyon, kasama dito ang paggamit ng hydrogen, ay pakinabang.
I think the council's duty bound to explore all technologies that will go to reducing our greenhouse emissions. So I think, and particularly as Toyota, of course, has been one of our esteemed local corporations, we didn't hesitate when the offer came for us to trial it. And I think we need to keep an open mind about all new and emerging technologies in the auto industry.
Ang kay Dr. Jake Whitehead ng Universidad ng Queensland, ang halaga ng pagpapatakbo ng mga sasakyang hydrogen electric o hydrogen electric vehicles sa kalaunay bababa. Ngunit patuloy niyang sinasabi na sa pangkalahatan, mananatili itong mas mahal kung ihahambing sa pangkaraniwang electric car.
Costs will come down, but it's going to take a very long time for them to reach parity with petrol or diesel, and they certainly will not be able to reach the level of electricity costs because of those additional energy steps. It's the laws of thermodynamics. Every time you change that substance, you have a loss, and so there's many more steps to produce hydrogen and fill a car as opposed to using that electricity directly to charge a vehicle.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.